a real good time. Well, here we are again. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've got another special for you in the next couple of hours. How exciting. We've been going through the alphabet and tonight is no exception. We've reached the letter O. Yes, thoroughly delighted to be able to bring this to you tonight. Loads of tracks beginning with the letter O. Have you got any idea what could be featured in the next 120 minutes? Don't go anywhere. Keep it here. Phoenix FM 98.0 if you're in Brentwood or Billericay or the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else, and find the Listen Live link and share your love of this show. Give it a repost, retweet, mention it on socials, Facebook, TikToks, Insta, whatever you want to do. It would all be massively appreciated. So a letter O special. What could possibly be getting us going musically on the show tonight? Something that as soon as it kicks in, you know it's going to be fantastic. Quite literally, the one and only Chesney Hawkes.
Phoenix FM.
A bit of Chesney Hawkes to get us going tonight then. The one and only. Fantastic. Yes, all the tracks will begin with the letter O this evening. It's another alphabet special. And as ever, you've begged and pleaded, but I'm still doing it anyway. Brilliant. Now, also in between the songs, I'll be talking about random things that also begin with the letter O, like an octopus. And I know what your first thought will be. What's the correct plural? Octopuses or octopi? Well, you may be upset to know they are both completely acceptable. Octopuses is more commonly used, but octopi is not wrong. Octopus comes from a Greek word, which is basically the same word, octopus, meaning having 8 feet. So there we go. Also, did you know octopuses are one of the oldest species still surviving on this planet? Fossil remains show that they lived also some 296 million years ago. And unlike humans, octopuses have 3 hearts. Incredible. 1 heart gives blood around the body to the organs, and 2 more hearts push blood past the animal's gills. Amazing stuff. Also, what else can I tell you about octopuses? They have a lot of neurons in their 8 arms, so their arms can work independently of the brain sometimes and do things on their own while the brain is focusing on other matters, which is also rather incredible. So there you go, you can learn things about items that begin with the letter O in tonight's programme, as well as hearing tracks that begin with the letter O. I think it's going to be exciting, so keep it here. Here's another great track. Is it going to make you exclaim? I think it will. Oh my gosh, that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Basement Jacks there, great stuff. Oh my gosh. Now, we've done with octopi, octopuses. They won't be mentioned anymore, but do you know what will? The colour orange. Yes. Not because it's exciting, and when you think of the colour orange, you instantly think of oranges. Maybe you think of carrots. Maybe you think of Garfield the cat. But anyway, it's supposed to be a word that nothing rhymes with in English, which you may be utterly outraged to know is not true. It does have a rhyme. The technical word for a spore sack is sporange, which does rhyme with orange, as does blorange, a mountain in Wales, and also the popular brand of vitamins, Haliborange. So, you know, I think there's quite a few things that rhyme with orange there. I always thought it was one of those impossible rhymes. Apparently month is an impossible rhyme, a word that nothing exists that rhymes with. There we go. Being educational as well as wonderful to listen to. So we've had one song called Oh My Gosh. Should we have another from Usher? Go on.
Oh my gosh, baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm gonna let the. Oh my gosh, baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh. She was dancing sexy, pop, pop, poppin', droppin', droppin' low. Never, ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. This was something special, this was just like dynamite. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh, wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh. She got it all, sexy from my head to toe, and I want it all and all and all. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Baby, I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh.
So hard for honey, out of all the girls up in the club, this one got me whipped. Just stop for one look if I fell in love. This one's something special, this one just like dynamite. Oh, 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 out of sight, we fell in love with honey like, my, oh my. Honey looking wonderful, fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel, my, oh my. Baby, how you do that make a grown man cry?
Oh, baby, you got it all. Sexy from my head to toe. And I want it all, and all, and all. So honey, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Phoenix FM.
Usher featuring will.i.am, Oh My Gosh. Yes, one song called Oh My Gosh sometimes isn't enough for your entertainment, so I find two. There we go, it's the show that goes like this, letter O special, and I'm now going to talk to you about owls. They were made pretty cool in the world of Harry Potter, weren't they? But I guess they've always been interesting creatures, phenomenal hunters. They also have asymmetrical ears. They're located at different heights on the owl's head to help pinpoint the location of sounds in multiple dimensions. And the eyes are not really eyeballs. They have tube-shaped eyes which do not move at all, which is why they can rotate their heads 270 degrees. Their eyes can't move, but provide them with incredible vision to fully focus on prey. And of course, fantastically, the a name for a group of owls is a parliament of owls. How fantastic. The only thing we can do now is hand over to Jennifer Lopez, really. Does she like owls? Absolutely no idea.
J-Lo, the other side, my mother.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor.
To my party people in the club.
Huh. I'm loose, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brains, so I don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no, cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Die.
If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break the sweat on the floor. Yeah, we work on the floor. Don't stop, keep it moving, put your drinks up. Pick your body up and drop it on the floor. Let the rhythm change your world on the floor. You know we're running tonight on the floor.
Brazil, Morocco, London to Ibiza, straight to LA, New York, Vegas to Africa. Baby, if you're ready for things to get heavy, I get on the floor and I'm a fool if you let me. Lie. Don't believe me, just bet me. My name ain't Keith, but I see the way you're sweating. L.A., Miami, New York, say no more, get on the floor.
Phoenix FM.
Great stuff, J-Lo featuring Pitbull on the floor. Now, I'm so fascinated by these facts about owls, I'm going to keep going for this gap as well. Did you know owls hunt other owls? Yes, obviously they're like small rodents, but they also hunt their own species. And the tiniest owl in the world is the elf owl, which is only 5 to 6 inches tall. But the largest North American owl is the great grey owl, which can be up to 32 inches tall. That'd be a bit foreboding, wouldn't it? 2.5 foot owl? Crikey. What about this, though? The northern hawk owl can detect, primarily by sight, a vole to eat up to 1/2 mile away. Can you imagine humans doing that? Oh, 1/2 mile in the distance, there's a McDonald's. Yeah, actually, I can imagine humans doing that. Eating a load of McDonald's, not healthy. Don't know if Robbie thought about that when he was penning this song. Did he even pen it?
Phoenix FM.
Robbie Williams, Old Before I Die. Fantastic. It's the Letter O special here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Right now, I feel duty bound to talk to you about omelettes. But more importantly, record breaking omelettes. What are you on about? Well, the world record of the largest omelette was achieved by the Turkish Egg Producers Association on October the 11th, 2010. An omelette was created using 110,000 eggs, along with 432 litres of oil, and the diameter of the omelette was 10 metres. Utterly ridiculous. Although the fastest omelette maker in the world made 427 two-egg omelettes in 30 minutes. Incredible. But, yeah, clearly people in Turkey have an affinity with making omelettes. How wonderful. I was partial to an omelette, went on holiday in the summer to Turkey, and they did it at breakfast. It was very popular. It was fabulous. Right now, time for a cover version of a Frankie Valli track. Why? Oh, What a Night. Thought the clock version of Oh What a Night was slightly inferior to the original Frankie Valli, but That's why I put it on the show tonight, so you can judge for yourselves. So, it's the show that goes like this, Alphabet Special, focusing heavily on the letter O. All the tracks begin with the letter O, and in between them, I am talking about random things that also begin with the letter O, like olives. I've never been a huge fan of olives. To me, they're just like savoury grapes. About the same size, similar colour, but bizarrely savoury tasting and a bit bitter. That's just my opinion. Did you know the average life of an olive tree is between 300 and 600 years? They can live up to 2,000 years. There are over 800 million olive trees planted worldwide at the moment. One of the oldest in existence is on the island of Crete, and that is about 4,000 years old and is still producing olives. But you can't consume olives directly from the tree. Harvested olives need to be processed with brine before becoming edible. About 90% of all harvested olives are turned into olive oil. Only about 10% end up being used as olives to eat directly. Well, after all that olive-related fact, I think it's only appropriate to go to Donna Summer now, really, isn't it? With a very meta track, because I'm on the radio, she's singing about being on the radio. Well, that's quite lucky, really, isn't it? Go on then, Donna.
It must have fallen out of a hole in your upright overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant.
Phoenix FM.
Donna Summer on the radio, ironically, on the radio. Fantastic. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. Great to have your company so far for this fabulous Alphabet special, letter O. Are you enjoying yourselves? Have any of your predicted tracks already featured in the show tonight? Have I talked about random things that begin with the letter O that you thought I would talk about? What about ovens? I feel I'm surprising you by talking about ovens. Did you know, get ready oven fact fans, most ovens have inaccurate temperatures? Yes, the temperature readings they give are inaccurate, even the newest fanciest ones from time to time. The good news is most ovens can be calibrated to fix this problem. You need to look in the manual and get an oven thermometer in order to calibrate the temperature of your oven. Also, it sounds obvious, but the hottest part of your oven is the top. Yes, heat rises, the top rack will always be hotter than the bottom. And also, oven knobs are really dirty, because often people are prepping food and then touch the dial and then forget to clean it. So don't do that. There you go. Handy hacks as well to improve your life. Here is Robert Miles.
FM.
Robert Miles, One and One, another great track, bit of a throwback that one. Now get ready for some hard-hitting fast facts about oxygen. Yes, that begins with an O, doesn't it? Clearly we know oxygen is needed for fire. Oxygen supports combustion, but itself it does not burn and is not flammable. Just oxygen gas itself. Although liquid oxygen is pale blue in colour and magnetic. That's a bit crazy, isn't it? Oxygen dissolves in water. There's a surprise. Fresh water contains about 6 microlitres of oxygen per litre, whereas seawater contains 4.95 microlitres of oxygen per litre. Obviously oxygen essential for life on this planet, makes up around 21% of the Earth's atmosphere, but around 50% of the Earth's crust, which makes it the most common element in the Earth. It's the third most abundant element in the universe and the most abundant element in the human body. Oxygen makes up 65% of the body's mass. 1% of the sun's mass is oxygen. There we go. Educational, exciting, and now getting slightly mellow as we head over to Randy Crawford, who's imagining what it's like to have superpowers just for a day.
Drink!
Phoenix FM.
Lovely stuff there. Carrying on this letter O special, absolutely fabulous. So, what am I going to continue talking to you about right now? Well, I think it's only appropriate to talk about oat milk. Yes, I will admit we have oat milk in our house. We've moved away from dairy, and yes, prefer oat to any of the other non-dairy milks. You can get your almond milk, your cashew milk, your what other sorts are there? Coconut milk, rice milk even. But I have to say, I enjoy the flavour of oat milk most. It's got a sort of creamy flavour to it. All the others have distinct flavours, don't they? But I'm not a massive fan of the taste of a lot of the others, but oat milk tastes quite nice. And it's becoming more and more popular. Very high in fibre. It's high in good fibre as well, a certain kind of fibre called beta-glucans. So, yeah, that's particularly good. High in calories, not horrendously, and carbohydrates. And is possibly the most eco-friendly of nut milks because it takes 6 times less water to produce 1 carton of oat milk than it does almond milk. And almonds have to be imported from America. Here are steps.
My dreams have come to nothing. Who would have believed all the laughter that we shared would be a memory? I cannot count the tears you've caused me. If I could have seen.
Cause you take my love where you are.
Phoenix FM.
One for Sorrow from Steps. And the natural progression then now is to talk about onions. It's a letter O special. They had to come into it at some point. It's sulfuric compounds in onions that cause us to cry when we chop them up. To cut down on your crying, you could try chilling the onion first and cutting into the root end of the onion last. If it doesn't have a root with it, you can't do that part. The onion was worshipped by ancient Egyptians. They believed its spherical shape and concentric rings symbolised eternity. And in an old English rhyme, the thickness of an onion skin was thought to help predict the severity of the upcoming winter. Thin skin meant a mild winter, thick skins meant a rough winter ahead. And something you might not want to do, just after you've had onions, is kiss anyone.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me.
That was Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa with One Kiss. If you've just joined us, this is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, Letter O Special, going through the alphabet. So, Letter O tonight. All the tracks begin with the letter O, and all the facts in between tracks also begin with the letter O, as do otters. Yes, let's talk about otters. Did you know, not all otters live in the sea, of course, but sea otters have the world's thickest fur. They have the densest fur of all animals, as many as 2.6 million hairs per square inch, about 1,000 times more dense than human hair. Because otters are the only marine mammal without a blubber layer for insulation, so they rely on all that fur to trap a layer of air against the surface of their skin, and it's perfectly designed to do so because it's dense and spiky. Well, I might carry on talking about otters, but before that, time for a musical interlude from the fabulous Ariana Grande. She says one last time.
I was a liar, I gave in to the fire. I know I should have fought it, at least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't wanna lie. Just temporary.